You're listening to an iHeart podcast.
Crime Alert, I'm Nancy Grace. Breaking crime news now. Timothy Gregory finds his brother's girlfriend home alone. He attacks her, bludgeoning her with a hammer until she passes out, then sex assaults her. The woman briefly comes to, locks herself in a bathroom, and passes out again. Smoke coming under the door wakes her up. She opens the door to find the home in flames. Gregory waiting for her. She pushes past him and runs for help.
Nancy, a neighbor called 911 after seeing the woman bleeding and staggering. She was rushed to the hospital and put into a medically induced coma for 6 days while she was treated for her serious injuries, undergoing several surgeries. State's attorney James Glasgow said, quote, although there is no sentence that can undo the real-life horror this woman experienced, the years Gregory will spend in a cold jail cell will prevent him from committing this sort of savagery on another person as he bears the consequence for his utter lack of humanity.
Timothy Gregory, 43, pleads guilty to attempted murder and aggravated sex assault, now sentenced to 35 years behind bars. Michigan police solve a smelly situation. Visitors at Dixon Lake call 911 when they hear calls for help from inside an outhouse. When cops arrive, they find a woman trapped inside the toilet. She lowered herself in to retrieve an expensive dropped watch, then couldn't get back out. Officers lower a strap for the woman to stand on and pull her to safety, politely remaining quiet on her stink. No word on whether she found the watch. You know what? That stinks. More crime and justice news after this. Now with the latest crime and justice breaking news, Crime Online's John Limley.
During a protest against the installation of a statue honoring the Spanish adventurer Juan de Oñate, chaos erupts as gunshots ring out. For more, we turn to Sydney Sumner with Crime Online.
Officials in Rio Arriba County had already postponed the installation earlier because they expected the situation to become tense. 23-year-old Ryan Martinez, the alleged shooter, was taken into custody as one man injured by gunshots was sent to the hospital. Authorities said that they are not currently looking for any further suspects in connection with the shooting. For generations, Oñate has been a contentious character in the history of New Mexico. Opponents of the statue and other representations of the Spaniard have criticized him for his harsh and occasionally brutal treatment of Native Americans during the Spanish conquest of what is now the southwestern United States. The statue has been cited by several Hispanics as a representation of their ancestry.
People showed up for the dedication even though the county had already delayed the statue's installation the day before due to worries about public safety. A Navajo woman's boyfriend has been found guilty of first-degree murder in her death. Her story became a symbol of a global movement to raise awareness of the tragedy of missing and murdered indigenous women. 31-year-old Trey C. James was found guilty in U.S. District Court in Phoenix of domestic violence and involvement in Jamie Yassi's shooting death. James was also found guilty of many domestic violence offenses he perpetrated against three former dating and intimate partners. Yassi, a 32-year-old mother of three sons, vanished from her town of Pennon on the Navajo Nation in the summer of 2019. Her remains weren't discovered until November 2021 on the nearby Hopi Reservation in northeastern Arizona, despite a high-profile search. James' sentencing is set for January. An ex-fugitive from Colorado has been ordered to pay a Las Vegas hotel almost $55,000 in reparations and serve up to 4 years in jail for his role in a dramatic confrontation with police that involved furniture flying out of a Caesar's Palace window. Once again, Crime Online, Sydney Sumner.
36-year-old Golden, Colorado resident Matthew John Erman Mannix appeared in court wearing shackles and apologized, basing his actions on a mental health crisis and a 20-year relapse into serious drug and alcohol misuse. His lawyer, David Roger, identified more than 10 illegal narcotics and numerous prescription drugs that Mannix is alleged to have used in the past. Roger also claimed that Mannix is currently receiving treatment for schizophrenia and bipolar illness while in detention. According to Roger, the money pledged by Mannix's family to Caesar's Palace has already been paid. According to Mannix's attorney, his client was hallucinating following several days of heavy drug use. A 5-hour daytime standoff with police unfolded at the Las Vegas Strip on July 11th, after which Mannix was arrested by members of a SWAT team. With him at the time of his arrest was a woman he had earlier pulled into his room. Roger cited Mannix's guilty pleas to felony property destruction and misdemeanor negligence, both of which were entered as part of a plea deal on August 17th. Felony accusations of kidnapping and coercion, which were more serious, were dropped by the prosecution.
Kidnapping convictions in Nevada can result in a life sentence.
Layla Santanello spends the night at a Tennessee hotel, seen the next morning going door to door of the hotel barefoot. Layla, still without shoes, walks to a nearby ice cream shop, mentioning she's heading to another store to get new shoes. Layla never makes it to the five and below she intended to visit. The ice cream store employee, the last one to see her. Her family reports her missing the very next day. Cops using drones and canine to search where she was last seen. No leads. Layla Santanello, 20, now missing 3 months. If you have info on Layla Santanello, please call Kingston PD 423-343-9780. For the latest crime and justice news, go to crimeonline.com. With this crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace.
You're listening to an iHeart podcast.